2016, May 8th. I'm very excited about life in general, and I'm excited about the changes coming inside of me. I'm deciding more through rational, deciding, thinking. Like today, I have a client, I have 2, 4, and 7 p.m. clients, and I'm deciding to. Hi. Black and red. That has what? Oh, no, no, it's okay. The yeah, it's okay. I'll get it at home. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye. Love you. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh man, Celine was reading The Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck, and he says that as a child we are helpless, that we have to do what the parents want, and not me. It didn't happen to me. As a child, I put a good fight already. I think I was born fighting. I fought my way in, and from both, the moment Glennie said, "Welcome to this world, your mom loves you very much," I said, "I don't care," and the answer would be, "I don't care about that woman." So I think I've come to this world in responsibility, in my personal responsibility. When Scott Peck reads that, as a child we obey our parents, I did not. I ran away. I made my choices. I made my choice. I paid the consequence. I had lots of beatings on me, but I was living my freedom. And I want to congratulate myself on that one. I feel very good about it now. It's a very good shift, because I look at my childhood now, making those choices in the exercise of my freedom, exercise of my personal power, rather than submission to society, in submission to my parents, in submission to anyone. I started running away from home by the age of 5, and I'm still free at 50, at 56. I'm thinking about my age right now. Sort of old, but happy, because I'm in good shape, because I take care of good care of myself. And I'm happy. I'm happy to realize that Celine and I are starting a whole new journey right now. And it's the journey of realizing our choices, accepting our responsibilities, and saying goodbye to the victim. It was better if you didn't go, because I have to keep calling all the time. So you might as well turn back. Yes. Did you interview him? Did you interview him? Oh, it would be nice to interview him. No. I am journaling on my computer. Anyway, thank you though. I love you. Bye. So we are coming now into a new phase, and the new phase of accepting that as adults, we are making choices and we'll have to live by it. And by doing that, if I truly accept that I'm living the life that I'm choosing, I'm free. I'm free as an adult. And I will stop suffering the dialectics, the options. I don't know if the word would be dialectics or not. But the moment I decide on living one way or make one choice, it can be as simple as moving my car, for example. If I move my car from point A to point B, and I say, yeah, but I missed the chance of getting to the restaurant a little bit early because I was moving my car, and I have to stop suffering that I'm not enough. I'm not enough, and I didn't do enough by choosing to go one way. So it's worth for me to take my time to think about it. What am I doing? Decide on it and be with it without having to suffer. Actually, I'm going to start coming out more. I'm going to put an email to the community saying, please bring the money for the garden, bring the money for Joe, and bring the money for Stacy, and bring a dish. Because last time there were way too many people without bringing a dish and not enough food. So I'll put an email there. It's controversial, not controversial. I'm going to do it. I might lighten up a little bit about it. And I'm excited about life. I have felt myself without movement, without attachment to a movement, without actually moving, having compulsion towards something or someone or doing something, mostly. Or someone by not feeling codependent and fucking falling in love and falling in need. It's very difficult to distinguish what is falling in love and falling in need. I want to fall in love and have a healthy, loving relationship, which I believe I have. And falling in need is that attachment that the other person has my answer and doing what I did with Joy, transferring to her that she would have my answers, even though she said at one point, "At by now, we all know that I don't have your answers." No, I did not know at that time. And although I appreciate she saying that, it was a little bit of light to stroke, to a small stroke to wake me up. And it's never a complete answer. There is not such a thing. You have to do the personality work, and the personality work is a lot of little things. So, anyway, let's see. Where do I want to go? I feel very good. I have the compulsion that I'm celebrating to have now is looking at YouTube, and as I watch the politicians and how decisions are being made and which way for Brazil to go, and feeling that we all have the right to write down an answer to say what we want to say. I am actually thinking about figuring out how YouTube works and put my two cents there. I have my own channel. It's time consuming. It takes time. It will take time, and it also takes effort to put answers on things as people come and make comments. But it's exciting. I feel excited about life. I feel excited about my life. And I feel excited about letting go of the victim to truly make my choices and stick to it. I start the weekend with only 3 clients, and I was really concerned about it. Right now I'm feeling like I have trance going on. And I'm conscious that I am on tape, that I'm it's my hands shaking like crazy, like I'm controlling. Gone. I'm still not alone. I am, my hand is, the left hand is I'm described like NVC quadrant one. My hand is not completely without my control, but all the fingers are bent with force into my hand, and I can open my hand, I can do all the movements I want, but I still feel almost in sort of altered state of mind. And when it came, when the experience came, when the experience came, my left hand was moving very fast, as if to create energy in the system, in the body. And it still does. It's almost like to open my heart. And the right hand start moving a little bit too. And I'm like in a... It's a very interesting state. It's like I am not myself completely. And I don't give myself completely either to the trance or to whoever is to... Whoever's to come. So it's my hands are moving in an interesting way, as if doing cleansing in my own body. I feel a little bit of shame for being conscious of it's the first time that I oh fuck. I have those kind of things from time to time, but it's been a long time that hasn't happened, and I wonder why it's happening now. And I used to think it was for somebody else or something else, but I'm trying to force the energy to do what it wants to do and go away. Because I'm conscious and I'm conscious that I am on recording the computer. It's gone now. I am gently back to myself, back to my whole consciousness as Nelson. And I'll post it. I'll post this. I'll stop this recording. So it's kind of just an experience of what it is to be in trance for me. Basically online, because I'll post it online later at the conscious transition. So let me stop here, record it, and trance.